This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. We're listening to the opening track of a new album called Nice Try. It's the latest release by local band Red Scarves. The song is called Anyway. Over the past decade, Red Scarves has been creating music that brings emotion and lyrics to the forefront of their work. With influences from bands like the Pixies, Radiohead, and the Beach Boys, the group incorporates different styles from rock to pop to jazz to their discography. I sat down with two members of the band, Athaw Tun and Ryan Donlan, to learn more about the album they've been working on since the beginning of the COVID pandemic. Athaw starts with how it feels for the rest of the world to finally hear this album.
I think there's this experience that maybe a lot of artists go through where you work on something for so long and maybe only a dozen people have heard what you've made. So once you release it, I always like to think about it that it's no longer ours.
Yes.
It's everyone's. And I feel really great about it. We've been sitting on it for a while, but only because we had a lot of faith in the music. And so I feel very positive about the release.
Red Scarves drummer Robbie wrote about how your new album, Nice Try, is about failure. So why do you think this ended up being the theme of the project, Athaw?
I think there's a sort of lots of points meeting where maybe we were all in our late 20s. There's a portion where maybe, or there's a part of it where maybe there's that our naivete kind of fades away in terms of who we are as people. We're kind of no longer children anymore, but either physically or emotionally. And that all came to a head at the same time as the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of the songs deal with recognizing that maybe not all parts of us are perfect or great, or maybe there's things in our lives that we didn't realize affected us as heavily as they did, that maybe isolation gave us a lot of time to think about all these things. So it all kind of came to a head. And
yeah,
I wouldn't say the songs are about failure every song, but maybe kind of just that, like, oh wait, not everything is rosy. Not everything is great. And coming to terms with that.
And out of failure can come something really great too.
Oh, yeah,
right?
For sure.
I'm looking at the end of the song that we just heard. Anyway, you all sing, quote, "Try to be a better man. Realize it's something that you only plan to do. Embrace your mistakes. Take your place anyway."
Yeah, that song was written by Braden, who's not here today, but that it was one of the first songs that we wrote for the album. And I think even now, I still think it's kind of that particular lyric is a kind of thesis statement. And it's so beautiful. And I can say that because I didn't write it. But
I love, you know, these are some of my best friends, and I love Braden and Athaw and Robbie so much. And hearing you read those lyrics, you know, like Athaw said, we didn't write them, Braden wrote them, but I got chills, and I feel so lucky to
You're
be
like, wow, who wrote that? Oh, yeah. It's us.
Well, it's Braden, you know, it's
yeah.
And so, you know, I just feel really lucky to know them and to to have, you know, a lyric like that, you know, associated with me and what I'm doing, you know, so.
Let's talk briefly about something we've already brought up, right? This, the wait, right? Because you started writing Nice Try in the summer of 2020. You finished it 2 years later in 2022, I hear. And then here we are, it's another 2 years later, and you're just releasing the album. What's the story behind that, Ryan?
Well, I think we really wanted everything to be ready, not just the music, but we wanted like vinyl records and potentially like, you know, wearable items. And also maybe we wanted, you know,
merch,
help releasing it. Merch, exactly. Like maybe a record label would take interest. So we sent it to a lot of different people, and eventually we decided no one's going to care about this as much as we do. So we're going to do it in exactly the way we want to. And so we just like got all of our eggs in a row, our chickens or, you know, all, whatever goes in a row.
Ducks.
All of our ducks in a row.
Like
and, you know, organized it so that, you know, we felt positive and proud of all the stuff, all the world stuff in the album. And then, when everything was in place, you know, we got a show at one of our favorite venues, Sleeping Village, and
awesome.
You know, just released it exactly how we wanted, and you know, so
that's wonderful.
It took time to put all that together, but I'm happy with how it all came together.
Time for some more music. Here is Missed Approach. So I mentioned earlier that you all have been together as a band for about 10 years, Atha, and you and Braden, your other bandmate, you met in a Bob Dylan class at university. Talk about that. How did that start?
Yeah, we went to a school, Illinois Wesleyan University, all four of us did, and we took this class called the Words and Music of Bob Dylan, and it was a writing class, kind of the history of counterculture and art, but also politics through the lens of Bob Dylan and his releases.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a professor named Ronald Emmons. He's recently passed away. He's in one of our dedications to the record. And we met in an office hours of all places. Very unglamorous, but Ron Emmons told us that actually you guys should collaborate. You guys should try to make music together.
Yeah.
And that was fall of 2012.
They were onto something.
Yeah, they were onto something. He had a really good pulse on life. And yeah, ever since we started trying to make folk music or pretending that we were Bob Dylan.
But how'd that work out?
Unsuccessful. But through that failure, we became the band we are today.
And now we have Nice Try.
Yes.
I see what you did there.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
You talked about this friendship earlier, Ryan, and as it noted in the group's Instagram bio, it says, you're just four pals making sounds in Chicago, which we loved to read. You're more than just bandmates, right? You're all best friends. So how do you think the love and friendship that you all have comes through in the music and the way that you perform?
Well, I think we're really patient with one another, and as you have to be when you're friends for a really long time. And I think because of that, like, patience and like space and quiet that we give each other to like express ourselves in as like deep and accurate a way as possible, like we're able to get at things that are like hard to express or go a little like deeper than mm-hmm. something you would tell someone you just met yesterday, because it can be hard to be understood, you know, period. Like, I think it gets easier the longer you know someone and the more like a common language you develop between you.
Absolutely. Let's listen to another one of your songs. This is Runner. the Beach Boys influence there for sure. You both play the guitar and bass, and then you switch depending on the song. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. That's right.
Very cool. I also love that your group is, you've got four members, but there's no like lead singer, no main member per se. Is that right? You're all writing lyrics, you're all arranging, and you're all singing.
That is right.
That's correct. There was never a meeting. Nothing's ever been set in stone. I think there's something, and this, I'm sure Ryan has his own answer, but for myself, maybe I would never have the sort of huge, big personality, big confidence to be like, this is my thing, let's do it. And I think we all kind of sit in that world. And we also all aren't super prolific with our songwriting. So it helps to have everyone write.
Yeah.
And contribute to a whole record. Or
it works. It works. In the end, it works.
Thank you.
I think it's also somewhat serendipitous that it ended up this way, right? You've got this album about trying your best and things not ending up the way you wanted or expected. And that's kind of what happened with the record deals, as you mentioned earlier. But I mean, what do you think of the way that things just sort of fell into place for you all?
I feel really grateful. I feel just grateful to have written the music and have someone outside of us care about it or, you know, want to talk about it. And I think even if it, you know, even in the time it wasn't out, when we just had the final version of it, to have a record of this music,
yeah.
I felt that same gratitude to, you know, just have had people on our side, like, and us and individually working together to make this thing that feels really,
yeah,
you know, true and real and meaningful and emotional. So,
yeah. And you played at the Sleeping Village recently. How was that, Atha?
Oh, it was wonderful. I've never had a better experience. I think there was a huge turnout.
Nice.
I felt like there's like minor hysterics going on, but probably because of lots of Ryan fans in the audience.
I'm sure it was a good show. Where can we see you next?
I know for sure our next show is going to be June 14th at Burlington Bar.
Okay.
In Chicago. At least that's our next show.
Nice. Well, we have been talking to two of the members of the Chicago band Red Scarves, Atha Tun and Ryan Donlan. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Now, they just released their latest album, Nice Try, so why don't we go out on one more song? This is Lament.
No, the sun won't shine today. That much is known.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Micah Yasin and mixed by Ethan Schwab. It was edited by me and Meha Ahmed. If you liked the conversation, well, we drop our music podcasts every Saturday. And don't forget to check out our full list of conversations at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thank you for listening.
My name is Liz, and as a teacher, I think that WBEZ provides endless sources that I can bring back to my students where they can also engage in a deeper understanding. I teach government, I teach U.S. history, and I have used sources from WBEZ in order to help enrich the understanding of my students.